The Stony Health Center in Morley is receiving a much-needed $11 million expansion, an initiative that has been 4 years in the making. Stony Nakota First Nation chiefs, elders, dignitaries, as well as Stony Health Services staff, and community members took part in a groundbreaking blessing on April 11 to celebrate the addition, which is expected to officially break ground later this month and will be complete in about 2 years' time. "Today was a very special day for us in the community of Morley in Stony Nakota Nation," said Aaron Kahn, Stony Health Services CEO and Executive Director. "It's a very happy day for the people in our community. The expansion will nearly double the size and capacity of the existing health center," according to Kahn, allowing for the provision of more services within Stony Nakota First Nation. "With this expansion, we'll be able to expand our existing programs and have more spaces to serve the needs of our growing community," he said. "We want to provide accessible care here in our community, but this is not a hospital, it's a health center." Kahn added that people will still need to go to Calgary for critical care and other acute programs such as chemotherapy. "One of Stony Health's long-term goals is to continue working with Alberta Health Services to provide dialysis services. A dialysis unit has been designed into the new facility. The expansion of the health center is being funded by Indigenous Services Canada." Kahn said Stony Health, which serves a community of about 6,000 people, sees around 35,000 patients annually. "The community has grown significantly since the health center first opened its doors in 1998 and must grow to continue to meet this and future demand of our people," said Chiniki First Nation Chief Aaron Young. "Along with a steadily growing population, healthcare needs and programs now exceed the physical capacity of the Stony Health Center. According to a news release, there has been a 215% growth in demand from 2017 to 2020 alone. The current facility offers triage, primary care, medical examinations, mental health services, home care, X-ray, and laboratory services, plus meeting and consultation rooms and administrative spaces, a pharmacy and optometry and dental offices. Elders, seniors and some younger nation members are challenged with complex medical needs that require and deserve health care provided locally, in a culturally supportive environment," states the news release. "Stony Health can, and will, continue to support their needs, as we grow into this new space." Kahn said they are always expanding on the health center's existing programs to hire professionals, tech workers, and community members. "The more the expansion happens, the more we grow our program services, the more we will need more workforce," he said. "So definitely, this will have a positive impact on the employment within our community as well." The day began with a traditional Stony ceremony, which included a blessing led by several pipe holders. That was followed by a drum circle and singers, who performed several honor songs, accompanied by powwow dancers.